What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley. Happy to have you on the show with me today. I'm going to go and drop deep into bootstrapping to a billion. And I got three specific sales examples on how to do that. So I want you to pull out a pen and paper, get your notes, your paper, your pen ready, because there's going to be some great concepts that you could apply to anybody and how they went from $0 to $1 billion valuation from some really unique things that they've done. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Show. I am breaking down three ways invisible unicorns bootstrap to a billion. All right. So if you like the show, please, please, please share on social and spread the word. I am putting a lot of effort, time, and energy into giving you actionable insights. And these I thought were really interesting because they come directly from unicorns that bootstrap to a billion. So I'm going to define all that. Invisible unicorns, I should say, that bootstrap to a billion. So I'm going to define that so you know what the hell I'm talking about. Basically, an invisible unicorn, that's a company that has a $1 billion valuation without taking on venture capital in the early stages. The examples I'm going to give, I'm pretty sure all of them didn't take funding until really late, until they hit that value. Bootstrap is basically taking on no funding, $1 billion valuation. That's just the value of the company if it was bought. So if you're a software company, you might have a multiple. If you have $100 million in revenue, software companies have very high valuations. That's why you see them constantly talked about in the unicorn realm terminology with these massive funding amounts. Because if someone's doing like $100 million in revenue, they might have a $1 billion valuation or a $1.2 billion valuation. Can usually range in anywhere from 7 to 10x. So, or 12x, I should say. And then there's ones that are way higher than that that are doing crazy, crazy, crazy things. So, I'm going to break down the three areas. So there's three examples, and this is why I'm telling you to grab a pen, write this down, because these are really easy and digestible, but you're going to want to remember them in case you want to deploy these in what you're doing. So there's three examples that I'm going to give. One is the pre-sale, two is the partner sale, and three is the prototype sale. So one is pre-sale, two partner sale, three prototype sale. Okay. So let's hit the pre-sale first. You know, this is about a little company called Loot Crate. Loot Crate has 600,000 customers and over $100 million in revenue. And this is before funding. So they hit that invisible unicorn status, right? And they were really, really laser focused on efficiency over funding. Now, it was really interesting on an episode that I have coming up. I interviewed Sam Jacobs, and Sam Jacobs is the founder and CEO of Pavilion. Now, with Pavilion is an organization that I'm part of as well, but he got a hit up by, I don't know, over 80 VCs trying to invest in what he was doing. And so one of the things that came out in our conversation is how long it takes to get funding. And he basically told me that on average, he thought it was about 18 months. So essentially, that's like an 18-month sales cycle, 18-month distraction. If you're not tightly aligned with exactly the outcome that you need. And so, you know, like I'm going back to Loot Crate, they were more focused on really what could the company do? And they put all their time and effort, energy into scaling the company organically. So all they did really is they had a landing page and they sold orders with the crates with all these geeky goods in it with awesome pictures. And then what they did is they got all the revenue for folks that signed up to actually put the goods in the crates that they didn't even have when they were selling them. So pretty unique. Some companies do this. Another one that a great example that you might have heard of if you haven't heard of Loot Crate is Tough Mudder. So Will Dean, who's basically a track and field entrepreneur, turned $7,000 in savings into a company with more than $100 million in annual revenue. And what he did is he pre-sold registration to races and then used those funds as capital to construct more of a dialed in obstacle course. And that's essentially what's made Tough Mudder a global phenomenon, really, because the electrified obstacle courses that they have were really unique. And so that's what caused explosive growth. So all that started with $7,000. Imagine what happened if you did that. Pretty crazy, right? So, and that was taken from an article. I saw both those examples called Invisible Unicorns. It was in TechCrunch. Love that article. It was about 3 years old, but really cool. So the second one is partner sale, right? So we got the pre-sale. Number two is the partner sale. A really great example of this is a company called ClickFunnels. So ClickFunnels does B2B, B2C. Basically, it's marketing software that helps create a digital sales funnel to acquire customers. And he was dead set. The founder and CEO named Russell Brunson was dead set on not taking on venture capital. And, you know, he's literally one of the best marketers on the planet. And I was at a private event with him that he was conducting. And I asked him, what did he do when he started? Because this was in 2015. And he grew from a zero to $100 million in 3 years. $100 million in 3 years. And they still, I mean, they probably only have like 100 employees now. And they're way over $1 billion valuation. So he said the one thing with the partner sale that he did is, especially early on, the first few years, he relied really, really heavily on joint venture partnerships. So he did JV partnerships, and joint venture partnership is like, for example, his vehicle for selling was a webinar. So it was a one-to-many sale. And essentially, he sold information plus his software bundled together. So it's like a digital course plus software. And basically what he did is he partnered up with folks that had really large email lists or followings and basically gave them half the revenue. So, you know, if he sold $100,000 in revenue, he gave $50,000 to his joint venture partner. Now, he did other things as well after the initial joint venture components, like paid ads and other things. But this was in 2015. So he said that that was the primary vehicle that he used when I asked him. And I thought that was pretty cool because as long as you can establish relationships, it could be a really easy way for you to scale your product really fast. And so that was the partner sale. Hello, and I appreciate you listening to the show today. I love my listeners and I love helping my customers. One of the things that I've been able to do with some of the customers that I've been working with is, for example, a $6 million SaaS company, helped them implement a seven-figure sales system in which they got a 1.5 month ROI on the entire engagement fee that I offered them by one person spending 25% of their time. And this person wasn't even in sales. So these are core principles that helped me scale from zero to $30 million in annual recurring revenue with only four people. In addition, another client that I'm working with was able to 10x their licensing fee, their SaaS licensing fee, and they are really, really just on the early side of starting. So if you're interested in learning more, apply through www.scalerevenue.io/apply, www.scalerevenue.io/apply. Look forward to seeing your application. If you are interested and qualify, you'll receive a follow-up note and we can jump on the phone and identify what the opportunity is exactly for you and your organization. Number three, we are going to hit on the prototype sale. Okay, so the prototype sale. So once again, we had the pre-sale, the partner sale, and now we're on the prototype sale. So prototype sale, that one is a company called Simply Safe. So a lot of, and this one's really unique because it's a hardware business. And you don't really hear of too many folks in the hardware business that are that are bootstrapping because it's pretty capital intensive. But what the founder, Chad Lawrence, did is basically he raised a small amount of money from friends and family. And then he spent about 8 years just creating an install security business that he did personally. And what he did is while he was providing that security, he kept creating different prototypes himself and iterated over time and created that prototype that he could sell at scale. And so now 8 years later, his business got hundreds of thousands of customers and hundreds of millions in revenue. And then basically he did eventually get funding for $57 million in VC from Sequoia. So I thought that was really insightful because it's almost like taking like a consulting model with a product, which is, it's interesting. That's what I started. My offering was consulting up front, and I did that to leverage cash flow. And the next phase of my business, I'm starting to scale my time and want to help more people at scale. And essentially he did that same model with a product. So really, really interesting, resourceful, and not very often talked about. And within a span of 8 years, he got to that unicorn status. So wrap it up. Just quick recap. Essentially, we got the pre-sale with Loot Crate and Tough Mudder. We got the partner sale with ClickFunnels and Russell Brunson. And then we got the prototype sale with SimpliSafe, and that's with Chad Lawrence. So wanted to give a shout out to these companies because they took the road less traveled, got resourceful. Actually, it's not the road less traveled. Let me take a step back. I guess it is the road less traveled because they hit just amazing numbers without a massive influx of capital just by being resourceful and very creative with how they go to market and how they sell and how they market. And so I absolutely, absolutely love that, because that can provide inspiration for you or inspiration for your friends if you share it with them on how they can create a business from scratch without having a massive Harvard MBA or Wharton MBA and coming from a privileged family. You could create this from scratch. So I wanted to share that with you today. I got something really, really cool. That's a viral growth strategy that I'm seeing work amazing. It helped me bootstrap my business and it's growing really fast right now. At the same time, it's helping other companies grow at scale. Got something coming out. It's not going to be in the show notes yet. It might be in the show notes, but look for it because you could apply it to your business instantly and really, really create explosive growth. So super excited for it. Look for it. If it's not in the show notes today, it will be in the show notes on Wednesday. So really happy to have you on. Please rate and review this so other people could see what you see and experience the benefits that you're experiencing. If you like it, if you don't like it, then don't rate it. That's cool. But at the same time, I appreciate you for listening. You could spend your time on many other things, and I hope you have a great day, great week, and great month. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.